Okay, everybody got their mugshot in that movie. So we're ready to do Daf Mem Gimel over here. And we had already gotten up to Zehaklal, about a fifth of the way down. Daf Mem Gimel, Zehaklal. Kol shuhu mi min dagan. Now, this klal in the Mishnah, and the truth is, as Tosis points out, is a little bit unclear, because the Mishnah says anything which is mimin dagan, areza over the Pesach. Is that really true if you don't hold that tashitei nashim are included? In other words, if you're going according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would seem that this makes sense. Therefore, he suggests this is only said on the Eliezer. Because according to Chachamim, how can you just come out and say anything that is made mimine dagan? If the whole point of the Mishnah is to distinguish between things that are royal akhila, rukshatatarovis, when it's close to property. However, we understand this. And as there is, as I pointed yesterday, there's a machlokas understanding what exactly Rabbi Eliezer is adding about the avtach shitei nashim that wouldn't be drawn into the chachamim. Either that it's nuksha al yedei tarovet, so it's a combination of both chesulot, or it's nuksha to a greater extent as some, that it's completely and totally inedible. But in any event, you certainly can't make a rule out of a zaklal unless it's going to Rabbi Eliezer, in which case, as Tosis doesn't have much of an answer. That what the Gemara is asking right now about this zaklal, taking the zaklal seriously, according to everybody, doesn't seem to make any sense. Because Tanya, I'm not sure, but to me, after Shishanino, Kochu, Mindagan, Arezo, Verbe Pesach, Lama, Manu, Chachamim, Adelu. What was the point of saying all of these things if anyway we have a general rule? So obviously, if according to Chachamim, the general rule doesn't even obtain, it's a very funny question to ask. Besides which, how can we ask why we have to say these? The whole point of the mission is to say that these are not like regular chametz, and they're belav and not bekarit. I mean, it seems absolutely missing the whole point of the mission to say, why bother mentioning these? So to that point, Taisha says, if it's only to give an example of chametz nukshe and chametz ayidei tarovet, take one example. Because why do we need the four medinot and the three to the umdiyot? One example suffices to show us what is not considered to be a yisur karet, but is considered to be a lav. And therefore the question is, what's the point of the whole list? That's not what Rabbi Yeshua seems to be asking, but we could learn it that way. So what would be the point of listing all of these things? Because we want you to know about them and to be familiar with them, because in case you come from overseas and you visit Washington and somebody says, give me some Zitur HaMitzri, which you never heard of before, you think maybe that's Kosher LePesach. You'll know it's not Kosher LePesach, because there was an interesting story in which Ahu Bar Ma'arava, a guy from Eretz Yisrael, was traveling in Bavel, and Abi Bisrabah, he had meat that he intended to eat, and he didn't have any salad and dip with it. So he says to them, "Krivali matchilta, pass me a little dip." Shama de gamri. So he hears the waiter shouting into the kitchen, "Krivali kutach, one portion of kutach." He went, "Shama kutach." No, wait a minute. I remember the mission about that. But better not dip in that. But it may be that the two in Yonim that does this point out really answer each other. In other words, it doesn't necessarily be that we have to be going on the assumption that everybody in the mission would hold the zaklal. We're just pointing out, look, if Lamaisa, let's say, fine, it's only Alib the Rabbi Yeshua, actually Alib the Rabbi Yeshua, that it's Zaklav. But the point is that we do make a rule about types of chametz. Why mention types of products? Because one question answers the other. If Alib the Rabbi Yeshua, we could talk about types of chimuts instead of talking about the names of particular products. So but that's the way to build a Mishnah, not listing products. Tell me the general abstraction. The abstraction is, you want to tell me anything that's made of these chameshet minei dagan? Or you want to tell me anything that's made of these chameshet dagan that is a tarovet or nuksha? However you want to say it, but what would be the point of a product list? That makes perfectly good sense, as the Gemara's kash. And the answer, indeed, is mitbakeshet meilav. In other words, obviously, if we're making a list of products, the only possible reason would be that each product adds something, a new halacha, which we haven't been able to see, or that it's important for us simply to be familiar with the products. And why would that be? Well, just in order to give you the information you need to avoid chametz bepesach. That's all. Harei elu ba'azhara. So, apparently the Tana of our Mishnah holds that either chametz that is betarovet, or chametz that is nuksha and not betarovet, at least this is the Tana Kama, is an Isser Lav, says Arielu Bazara, and there was a Yechi of Malkut, but there is no Isser Karet. Who is that man the honor? Omer Avinam Rav Rabbi Meir, it's going according to Rabbi Meir. Detanya, Siur Yisarif, Vinotno Lekabo, Varchlo, Varbaim. before we even begin what this raya is, we need a little bit of background. The main concept of chametz nukshe comes from a word called si'ur. Now, si'ur should not be confused with sa'or, but si'ur is something that is in the process of becoming chametz. It has not as yet completed that process. That's the main type of chametz that we're referring to as chametz nukshe. It isn't fully chimutz, it is si'ur, so it's been impacted by sa'or. It is not itself sa'or in the sense that sa'or also is not really edible, but we use it as sourdough to make other things chametz. So that's a separate category of a mechametz, being by definition chametz, and therefore being osur b'hanah. Si'ur is not even a mechametz. Something that has been affected by sa'or is si'ur.
It stopped.
So now the question is this. What is that shear, first of all? Now we know that there's two stages in a change in the dough before it becomes chametz gomer. The first, as we'll see later, is called hichsifu panav. It turns pale, something like a person who's in shock. So as initially you have a rich, more tending to the yellow color in the dough, when the beginning of chametz, siur, takes place, it becomes blanched and looks whitish. The next stage is that it starts cracking, the surface of the dough cracks. The cracking, it takes place in two parts. First, it's what's called kikarnei chagavim, which is like an insect's antenna, and it's very tiny cracks. And the other is where the cracks actually spread and break into each other, which is, that's full chametz. Now the question is, what is considered to be siur, which is partial chametz, or chametz nukshe? In that, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, famous machlokes, in which Rabbi Meir says, even hichsifu panav, which is the first part of chimutz, is considered to be siur, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the beginning of the cracking process, which is kikarnei chagavim, is siur, but the hichsifu panav is not even siur. It's just still unaffected, halachically. So now that we know that, we can make some sense of the following Gemara. The Braita said over here, something which seems impossible, because on the one hand it says siur yisaref, which means it's osur b'hana'ah, otherwise why am I burning it? In the next line it says, v'not nola kalbo, and you give it to your dog, and if I give it to my dog, why do I have to burn it? So first the Gemara points out, Haguf Akasha, Amrit Siyar Yisarev, that means that it's Asur Ba'ana'ah. And then you turn right around and you say, and use it for dog food. How can I use this around for dog food? Amu Mutar Ba'ana'ah. Ah, okay, come on. Siyur Yisarev, meaning, Rabbi Meir's level of Siyur, that is to say, Yichsifu Panav, to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda's level of Siyur, that is to say, cracked Kikarnei Chagavim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Both of them agree that if it's fully si'ur l'shitatan, that it's asur b'hana'ah. But not nolif ne'kalbo would be referring to Rabbi Meir's si'ur of achsifu panav, aliba to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that's not really si'ur, but don't eat it, since it was already achsifu panav, but you could be nene from it. So therefore you could feed it to your dog. So that would be the shita of Rabbi Yehuda about what Rabbi Meir considered to be si'ur gomer, achsifu panav. We don't know that. We may be talking about during the chag, right? Because we don't know that there's any, that when we have the kol machmetz that we darshan from, we have any reason to say that it applies even to Erev Pesach. That still is way hanging up there. We don't even know where the issue is from. So when it says, notein lefikabo, that's Rabbi Meir's siur, aligur Rabbi Yehuda. Then when it says, ha'ochlo ba'arba'im, that's only going according to Rabbi Meir. In other words, that which Rabbi Yehuda just said, you could use as dog food, Rabbi Meir is saying, you can be chayav malchus for eating it. So it's definitely real siur. Now, what that proves is, that at least alibid Rabbi Meir, there's clearly an issur d'oraisa, there's a chayav malchus, an azara, on the achila of siur, right? Okay, so now we now know, shamina la Rabbi Meir, do we not see at this point, that according to Rabbi Meir, that nuksha, the ene, pure chametz nuksha, which is by definition, siur is pure chametz nuksha. Why it's pure chametz nuksha is another question. Most Rishonim, all Rishonim, use words as it's not really lachila because it's begun the process of chimut but hasn't completed it, so it's not a complete foodstuff, it's in between. But it's interesting that it took 1,000 years to get to the question, which Ramesh Zatzal pointed out that, I mean, experientially we could certainly eat, but he would say it's not really lachila, we could certainly eat things that have not completed the whole chimut process. What makes it not really lachila? So he suggests that maybe it means the chimutz element is not really lachila. It hasn't added anything at all to the dough. And if you would have just isolated the chimutz, then it wouldn't be roi lachila. It's not that the dough the chimutz is roi lachila. The chimutz itself hasn't added anything that's not roi lachila yet. So what you're left with is matzah that has this additional kilkel in it. The fact that it remains royal achila in terms of matzah doesn't make it chametz, does it? That's the point. In other words, the process is not a royal achila process, and therefore doesn't register completely on the scale of chametz and isur chametz. Okay, it's a rather new reading of the whole thing, but in any event, we can understand what it's referring to. But there is indeed, as I mentioned to you in the Mishnah, alternatives to chametz nuksha besides siur. But siur is the natural process in which we have chametz nuksha. Some learn chametz nuksha means chametz that has not had any catalyst for the chibur. It's been allowed to be mitchametz on its own. We'll see how that ties into the Gemara later on, that we need a special pasuk for that. Others have the chametz nuksha that was made in a way lechatchila, that wasn't meant for achila, was never really royal achila, which is like the case of the ultimate case, the depilatory situation. Okay, so there's three basic approaches. Siur, chometz that was made for something that's not royal achila, or chometz that was at one time good chometz but has become nifsal from achila, and then the question is, if it's really royal achila, why does it need to be nifsal? Achila's kelev, so we'll leave that for later as well. But there's three possible explanations that are not serious one to another. But here we're talking about nuksha in its classic sense, which is siur. So we now know, according to Rabbi Meir, that there is an iser of chametz nuksha when it's be'en. And if that's the case, kol shekein, continues the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yonamarav, kol shekein, this is not a good beginning to the Washington trip. I always warn you about mida kineg and mida. Kol shekein, chametz dagan gomor ayidei tarobet. Now this kol shekein is a peculiar kol shekein only l'shitat Rabbi Yonamarav. As we'll see, not everybody agrees. He's making an assumption that chametz gomor ayidei tarobet is a worse situation than chametz nuksha. So what that would mean is that if I know that Rabbi Meir's chametz nuksha is an isolav, so for sure, chametz dagan gomor ayidei tarobet is an iser lav. The truth is that at this point we immediately need to ask ourselves, and actually we should have asked ourselves in the Mishnah, is there something unique about chametz that we discussed in terms of tarobet? I mean, we don't have special Mishnah to tell us the din of chelev ayidei tarobet. I mean, either it's no sintam, or it's min benino, or it's not pot, or lizbot, or machlokas. We had all this thing, but what is there specifically about a tarobet chametz? Are we claiming now that the entire tarobet, even the heter part, is now become usher because it's a tarobet of chametz, which is a new concept of isur? We'll see later on a concept of heter mitzaref isur, that the heter itself now has suddenly become a mixture of chametz and non-chametz. Is that by definition what we've got to be talking about? Or do we have new gedorim of how much chametz in tarobet would be usher as opposed to normal dinim of bittul berov? Is that it? Very unclear. But if you're telling me that it's a kosher game, chametz dog and gomer, all you take tarot is going to be worse than chametz nuksha, it seems to be based on the assumption that what we're really dealing with the tarovas is the yisr of chametz dog and gomer, and not some new thing, which is a hetam et starfli yisr kind of thing. And therefore, if I know that even chametz nuksha, which is not real or completed chametz, is also kosher game, if it's completed chametz, it just has other ingredients in it, that should certainly be also. That's a reasonable assumption to make. And therefore, the Tana of our Mishnah proudly announces Rabbi Yonamarav is Rabbi Meir, because we know for a fact that he holds that there's an Isser Lab on Chametz Nuksha, and therefore Kosher came on Chametz Dagan Gomer Ayidei Tarobet.
The dough that just whitened, that's what we're calling chametz nuksha?
No. Well, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. That would be one type of chametz nuksha. However, just because we hold of Rabbi Meir legabi the yisr lav doesn't mean we necessarily have to hold of Rabbi Meir legabi the shear of chametz nuksha. Maybe the shear of chametz nuksha is ketanech legabi. No, it's theoretically possible to find him on the Amar who would have a different shear and that would hold the same halacha. But yes, if it's Rabbi Meir personally, then it's a chesifut pana.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine, Reb Nachman Amar, whereas Reb Nachman disagrees, and we'll see that he actually disagrees on the assumption that Reb Yehuda Amarav makes, not to be confused with Reb Yehuda, the Tana, of course, was arguing for Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, the Amora, the assumption that he makes is that Chometz Dagan Gomor, Ayidei Tarovet, is more chamur than simply Chometz Nuksha. Reb Nachman actually makes the opposite assumption, that Chometz Nuksha Be'en is something which is be'en is by definition more chametz than where I have a tarovet that could be mabata the chametz. And therefore he takes a completely different approach to the Mishnah, and he suggests that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, not to be confused with the Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, who talks about the women's depilatory, Tachshite Nashri. Or, Tosa says it might be inverted. We might have gotten Rabbi Eliezer here wrong. It might be Rabbi Elazar here and Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, but certainly they're not the same Tana, that's for sure. So over here, it says, Reb Nachman, I tell you it's another Shita that you're not familiar with. This is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya, Al Chametz Dagan Gamur Anush Karet, al eruvo belav. So here we find a sheet that it says beferush that even though there's an isur karet on pure chametz, on tarovet there's not an isur karet, but there is an isur lav. V'chachamim omrim al chametz dagan gamur anush karet al eruvo below klum. So according to these chachamim, obviously the Mishnah could never have said that you're over ba'azara on tarovet chametz, because it's saying over here that there's no isur at all. Now again, is this a new chiddush in the Torah that something which normally would have been usur b'tarovet over here suddenly becomes mutter b'tarovet, no matter what that tarovet is? Are we talking about rov, no tentam, a little bit of a mixture of something else? How do we know that there would be a non isur on a tarovet? These are very, very strange things that the Gemara just seems to be assuming, that there's something unique about our situation. But in any event, you see, Reb Nachman's shita is, instead of trying to find someone who holds a chometz nukshe as balav, like Rebbe Meir, and making a kal v'chomer about tarovet, let's try to find somebody who holds tarovet as balav, so that we can make a kal v'chomer of chometz nukshe. So in other words, I can't look to Rebbe Meir, I don't have information about what Rebbe Meir would have held about chometz ayadei tarovet. It's you who've made the assumption that that would be a kal v'chomer. I disagree. So therefore, the only real basis we have for our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, which is the chometz ayadei tarovet is balav, and therefore kol shekein nuksha be'ine. For sure, pure chometz nuksha is a lav. Now, why didn't Reb Nachman agree with Reb Yehuda's approach that it's Rabbi Meir? That's clear. Amar lecha dilmat kan lo Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Meir hatam al nuksha be'ine. It's to all that you've proven is that Rabbi Meir said b'feirush that chometz nuksha, the case of siur, that case is a case where you're over on an azhar. Avu chometz dagan gamur. Where did you see that according to Rabbi Meir, there is an Isser of Chometz? Another one of these. I'm getting that super wafting here smell of good coffee. And I'm thinking I got another cup of tea here. And I imagine that it's got and Shiny Rosh Chodesh Ador, which accounts for the strange alcoholic overlay.
That's why it's coming out full.
Very good. Thank you. It's a good thing I noticed the smell. That's why they have the little hole, I suppose. Right? So this is Reb Nachman. Where do we see that he necessarily would hold up a chometz dagan gamur ayadei tarovet? Lo, how do you know? Because, of course, my sheet is that chometz dagan is not worse. It's better. How do you know that he would hold that there's a lot? Rabbi Yehuda, my time alone, Omar, Rabbi Nachman, the same thing in the inverse, of course. Omar Lacha, how do you know what Rabbi Eliezer would have held for Chometz Nuksha? Ad kam lo kam Rabbi Eliezer, lo Chometz Dagan Gomer Ayadei Tarovet, av Nuksha be'enei since l'shitati. Nuksha is not as Chomer as Ayadei Tarovet. How do you know he would hold that it's a lav? Lo, maybe lo Omar. Tanya Kavazir Rabbi Yehuda. The Maisa, there seems to be a braita that takes Rabbi Yehuda's approach, that if Rabbi Meir and the lav on Nuksha would certainly apply to Chometz Dagan Gomer Ayadei Tarovet, is the correct approach. Because it says over here, Posik tells us, kol mach metzet, lo tochel. What's that kol mach metzet, lo tochel? Anything at all of mach metzet. That comes to tell me, kutach ha-babli, shechar ha-madai, chometz ha-adomi, zitum ha-mitzri. Now those are all things that are, of course, chometz ha-yitei tarovet. Yocho ye anush karet, Talmud Lomar. How do I know it's not a true karet? Because the Torah says, ki kol ochel chametz v'nechrita. It's got to be real chametz in order to get karet. Al chametz dagan gamur anush karet v'al eruvo belav. Now, man shamat le'diomar al eruvo belav. Who is the man diomar who is saying that there's a lav on tarovet? That's only going according to Rabbi Eliezer. The iluv nuksha be'enei loka amar. It says over here, only chometz ayadei tarovet. He does not, the brayta does not say that this extends to chometz nuksha. Shmanina, that nuksha Rabbi Eliezer, letle. Actually, Rabbi Eliezer does not hold that there's an issur chometz nuksha, which, says Rav Yehuda, proves Rav Yehuda the Amora, proves my contention that the din of dagan is actually worse than the din of nuksha, and not the way Reb Nachman says it.
Worse means less or more strong. Worse is more chomer.
More chomer.
Yeah.
More chometzi, I guess. Okay. So therefore, nuksha, we never find that he said it. It's only Rabbi Meir who said it by nuksha. Okay, so then we know the kal v'chomer over here. Well, the truth is that Sa'or is also not Reilachila. But the Torah says beferish chometz v'sa'or, right? So the sa'or has in it the maila, as we saw earlier, that it's b'chametz acherim. But what that means is that you can't simply take the royal achila as the same, with the same level. But anyways, I explained to you a moment ago, it doesn't mean it's totally not royal achila and that it's nifsal mi'achila. It may simply mean that the chimetz element isn't royal achila. It doesn't mean that what you're eating is not royal achila. So there's two different aspects to it. The truth is, there, on many levels, there's two different aspects to it. Because even, let's say, if it were royal achila, and you're eating it, this thing is shalok derech achila, then you wouldn't be chayiv on the real iser, because we saw before only derech achila tov, or derech hana'a tov. Would be another reason anyway. But that reason wouldn't impact bar yirei or bar yimatzeh, which, according to one pshat, is the whole point of our discussion, according to Rashi and the Rambam. Elu Ovrim is not discussing achila, it's discussing bar yirei or bar yimatzeh. Again, I'm going to go back over all of these things because they all are interrelated in such complex ways that we need to see them before we take the whole picture. So, again, we don't even know what we're talking about in the Mishnah. Are we talking about burning them? Are we talking about that, making sure they're not on the table? Are we talking about the Yisr of Bayra Bayimatse? Or are we talking about actual Yisr Yachila? It says the Barnat Rebbe Eliezer, a ruvo belav minolim. To interrupt him, right? The Braita says that the way that we know that there's an Yisr on Kutach Abavli, or Shechar Amalei, is from where? Tichtiv kol machmetzet lo tochelum. But that's a problem, because kol machmetzet lo tochelum sounds very much like the pasuk of kol ochel machmetzet. And there it says, kol ochel machmetzet v'nichrutan nefeshayim. It's very confusing. There are some places where it's like, kol machmetzet lo tochelum, there it doesn't say anything about Kareya. But kol ochel machmetzet, which was a reference to the eater, not to the food. You'd say, ochel kol machmetzet, that would be a reference to the food. Kol ochel machmetzet is a reference to who's eating the food, which is very different. But why don't we say...
It's not calling food that it became chometz?
No. Kol ochel, not kol ochel, kol ochel machmetzet. Anybody who's eating it. Not kol ochel machmetzet, which means that the food is chometz.
That which has become chometz, that which causes...
That which brings chometz to other things. Or, I mean, it has double meaning, but we'll see. We play with this in many directions, but now we're introducing exactly this question. We have, on the one hand, ribuim that the Torah seems to be making in terms of what is the Yisr chometz. On the other hand, we have ribuim in terms of who is included in the Yisr chometz. So, first the Gemara asks rather naively, if you're telling me that you can darshan kol machmetzet lo tochelum, why don't you also darshan kol ochel machmetzet and say v'nichrata? So why is it, says the Gemara, that if that's the case, why aren't you also chayav karet aktiv? Ki kol ochel machmetzet v'nichrata, ochel machmetzet v'nichrata? No. Ahumi b'ayla. You see, I need that for another raya. Look at Tanya. The Torah says, after all, ochel machmetzet, ein li'elashin et chametz me'elav. Now, machmetzet is something that is being affected by chimutz. But how about ha'yedei davar acher minay? What would be the din if something else is mechametz? I think. Then what? Talmud lomar, therefore comes to tell me, kol, this should be called ochel machmetzet. Kol ochel machmetzet, kol ochel machmetzet, machmetzet v'nichrata. Since it says in that case that any type of machmetzet, mashma, that we're talking about even something which has other things that cause it to become chimutz. Now this seems to run counter to the shitas that hold that if it didn't have anything else in it, that it's less chayiv because it's nuksha, which we also have to talk about. So it says the Gemara, but wait, if you're telling me that that's the meaning of the machmetzet, that it's coming now to add that even if something else was catalyzed the chimutz, so then how do you know that that isn't the meaning of the lav also? You're telling me the lav is coming to tell me that even if it's ayyadei tarodet, but the koret is coming to tell me if it was mitchametz, ayyadei davar acher. Maybe that's what the lav is coming for? That there's an issue lav or it's mitchametz, ayyadei davar acher? Don't eat chametz, and if you do eat chametz, fine. Don't eat chametz like what? Like tarovet? Or don't eat chametz that had been catalyzed at chimutz by adding something else? I mean, why in one case are you using it one way and the other way the other? Yes, but if that's the case, so then ihachi the lav nami yudahachudas. If you're willing to say that I need a special chorus to tell me, nischametz machmetz davar acher, and then the Azara could also be to tell me, don't eat chametz that's in this chametz ayyadei davar acher. How do you know that there's a separate Azara to tell me, don't eat chametz b'tarovet? Where did that come from? Ooh, that's a good question. Okay, I changed my mind. El time of the Rebbe Eliezer, mikol. The whole point over here, I'm darshing it only from the word kol. How does that help us? That's what it said over there. As a nami active kol. Then on the karet, it also said the word kol. Kol ochel mapetet. Ah, but over there the kol was referring to the eater, not the thing. So in other words, we have machmetzet. Okay, so machmetzet would mean even that has elements of chimutz in it. So you're telling me, okay, but that could mean catalyzed. Ah, but it says kol. So then kol machmetzet otochelu, even if it's mixed with something else. Ah, so it says kol ocha machmetzet v'nichrita. No, that says machmetzet. No, wait, machmetzet meant aydei dovarach. It was the kol that meant that it's davka, even if it's betalo of it, right? But there it said kol machmetzet as what it is you're not supposed to eat. Kol machmetzet otochelu. So it extends the machmetzet. But over here it says kol ochel machmetzet. So it extends the eater. Who would be someone that if wouldn't have said kol, I would have thought is not chayev on eating chametz. And now that it says kol, I now know is chayev on eating chametz. I'll tell you who. Women. If it hadn't said kol ochel machmetzet, I would have thought that maybe women are not chayavot. As we'll see why in a moment. So therefore, it's true that we do have a kol by the Yisrachila as well for karet. But over there, that's coming to tell me ahumi boile l'rabot et hanashim. That's coming to add women. Nashim? Why do I need to add an Isser for women? Every Isser in the Torah applies to women. Don't I know that from the standing drosha of Rav Yonah Merab? The Omer Rav Yonah Merab, in Tanadav Rav Yishmol, Omar Kro, Ish o Isha ki yasu mikol chatot adam. It says b'feirush, that a woman and a man are precisely the same when it comes to doing Isser. Hishva hakatuv Isha v'chol onashim sheba Torah. This, by the way, is the same posik that teaches us the dinam of vidui and tshuva.
Yeah, the women have to do vidui and tshuva too.
No, that's for sure, but that saying is an interesting thing. That this parsha, even though it seems to be talking about a minor problem of somebody who swore not to keep money, and that he didn't have money and that he has to return and so on, turns out to be the entire mocker of the dinam of vidui on kol mitzvah sheba Torah and on the way in which Yisurim apply across the board in kol mitzvah. It's very, very interesting thing, no? But anyway, so we now know that men and women are the same. L'kol anashim shabbat Torah. So why do I need now a special post to tell me that women are usher to eat chametz and that chayav karet? Why not? Itzir. I'll tell you why. Since the Torah compared lo tochal alav chametz, shivat yamim tochal alav matzot, and as we said before, kol sheyeshno v'kum echom matzah yeshno bibal tochal chametz, there is a fundamental interconnection between the Isser of eating chametz and the mitzvah of eating matzah. Now, the mitzvah of eating matzah is a mitzvah that says shazman gorma, which, if I wouldn't have known otherwise, I would have said women are pterotin. Now that I know women are pterotin that, then that means that they are not linked to the bal tochal chametz. So we wouldn't have said kol ochel matzah. I would have said women are not included because hani nashi, however, let go v'kum echol matzah, since they don't have to eat matzah, because matzah is a mitzvah that says shazman gorma, I would have thought if it wouldn't be for this kol, ema bebal tochal chametz nami letnu. Maybe they're not over on the Isur of eating chametz. Kamash malan, that actually they are, and now that they are, of course, now they're also chayav matzah. Because hashadi grabi lebal tochal chametz, now that I've shown that in fact they are included from the extra word kol, so now we grabi nami lachilat matzah. They're also chayav to eat the matzah. Karabi Elazar, Demar Rabbi Elazar, Nashim chayavot b'achilat matzah. Dvar Torah, Shema lo tochal alav chametz, Shivat yamin tochal alav matzot, Kol sheyeshno lo tochal chametz, yeshno b'achilat matzah. Therefore, hani nashi, women. Being as we've shown, that yeshno lo tochal chametz, therefore, yeshno b'kum echo matzah. So now everything makes sense. A little bit. Doesn't make completely good sense. Because why not start in the opposite direction? Why not start? Given that women are chayav in every lota seshavat Torah, therefore they're included without any additional to do in the mitzvah of lotochal chametz, and therefore they're included in kein echol matzah. And then I have no need for the kol to tell me the ribui of women. Because if I have a tripping macho lakumra lakula, why would I start in the direction of, well, the asay is a mitzvah asay shazman gomah, therefore pata from the lotase. So it's just the opposite. The lotase is a given that a woman is included. Therefore, a linked asay to a lotase would tell me that the asay doesn't matter that it's an asay shamitzvah gomah. And that she is chayev, but without the additional call. Right? It's a real problem. Tosis, because of this, has a suggestion that instead of looking at it as a simple problem of l'chumra makshina and l'kula makshina, we need to recognize the Gemara held here that the Torah normally uses the last part of a pasuk as the definition of the first part of the pasuk instead of vice versa. It's related a little bit to the Kabbalah practice. What is the norm in an exposition? So if that would be the case, I would first take a look, if it would make it dependent on achilat matzah, I would look to that as the given, and say that that given now redefines that which is dependent on it, which is the yis. So it isn't a pure case of the kula l'chumra and decide which one is which. Therefore comes along the kol to change that, and now tells us that we would now actually be included in the matzah, in the yisr, in which case we would now change the matzah as well. Okay, it's an interesting side point. Now, the question is like this. The Gemara is now concerned with how it is that we seemed, I've sort of clued you in a bit by pointing out that clearly there's a difference between the two kols. One kol is a reference to the material, and the other kol is a reference to the eater. The Gemara wants to bring this out. The way to bring it out is by asking, why do you seem to choose arbitrarily which way to be marbe with the kol? So why is it, asks the Gemara, why is it that you chose my chazita, I call rebuye nashim, umafakta eruvo? That when it came to the determination of whether there's a fi of karet, you decided to use the coal to add women and to exclude the mixture, whereas the other coal you used in just the opposite way. And why don't you do the same thing? Maybe it's to be marba the eruv to karet, and indeed to keep your exclusion of women intact. So the Gemara, well, obviously, mistavra. Koi bo ochlin, marbe ochlin. Koi bo ochlin, marbe ne'echalin. If the kol is a reference to the eaters, then it's going to be marbe people included in the yisur of eating. Does it make sense to say that a ribui in the eaters is going to be marbe the food that they're eating? To say tarovis is included in karet, but women are not? Makes more sense to say that we should look at who's doing the eating over here. Matkifle Rav Natan avuah de Ravuna. Rav Natan, who was the father of Rav Huna, who incidentally, amazingly, was also the son of Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, that is. Okay, I give up. I can't get anything out of anybody around here. No, I was trying to be funny. The Kolhecha de Koi Ba'ochle, Esti Gemara. Are you trying to tell me that whenever I have a pasuk that is referring to an eater, we won't use a ribui to refer to the food that he's eating? I mean, how about this case? Ki kol ochel cheleb min ha-beima. Now, okay, now what's it referring to? Referring to the eater, right? It's the ochel, kol ochelem. So now, there it says, ein li'ela cheleb tamimim shiro'i li'kare. There I might say that only a person who eats cheleb from a beima that is ru'uya for a korban, because it says a shayak ribimena. So if the korban is not ru'uya, then maybe there's no issur of eating its chaylev, because after all, things that cannot be brought for a korban, let's say chaya, there's no issur chaylev, correct? I'm allowed to eat the chaylev of a chaya right up front. So maybe a behema balat mum, which is not suitable for a korban, just like a chaya isn't suitable for a korban, there's no issur chaylev, and it's not a discussion of species of chaylev, it's a discussion of individuals. Is this animal right for a korban? So how do I know that it would include the entire species? Talmud Lomar, Mina Beima. What do you have to say, Mina Beima? Kol Ochel Cheleb, Mikol HaSheyakrib Mimena. That's all you needed to say. Or MiHaSheyakrib Mimena. Obviously, Yakrib Mimena is only Beima. So Beima comes to tell me, any Beima. Fine. How do I know, even if it's not Kodesh? Cheleb Chule Minayim. Talmud Lomar, Ki Kol Ochel. But, oh, okay, to Koi Bochlin. Here it's talking about the people who are eating. And you use the Kol Ochel to tell me the type of thing that they're eating. So you see, obviously, that we don't hesitate to use a ribui that is a ribui about the person who's eating, and say that actually we'll use this ribui to teach me about which foods are included in the issur of eating. So why over here you're so convinced that includes women? Maybe it includes tarobet. So ask the Gemara of Ahacha to Kaiba Ochlin the Kamarba Nechalim. Says the Gemara, obviously. Hatam the Leka Ochlin, Marbe Nechalim. But Achadik Ochlin, Lo Shavik Le Lochlin, Marbe Nechalim. We're not saying that we can't use the drasha. We're saying that it makes more sense if you have an option to apply the drasha to the context in which it occurs. If the kol, which is the ribui, occurs in the context of the ochlin, and you have an option of ochlin, as we do in this case, because I have the havamina that nashim are excluded, makes more sense to include the ribui of kol as the nashim. Mashen came over there when it came to chelet, there was no reason to require an additional ribui for the ochlin. What were you going to use it for? The rabbon what? So therefore the only thing that's left is to use it as a ribui in the nechalin, in the foodstuffs. Let me ask you something, Sister Gemara. The Rabbanan have consistently ignored all our beautiful drushes. They don't hold to this love of the milksha and of the taruvas. What do they do with all of these nice psukim? So Rabbanan the letlu eruv kol, what do they say about the kol? They don't darshan kol. If they don't darshan kol, how do they know that women are also in akilat chametz? And by the same token that they're chayav out in akilat matzah, ela noshim min alahu. Ah, they may not darshan kol, but ki kol. Ah, now that's a whole different ballgame. A ki kol. You can't ignore the enticing siren of that ki kol. So ki kol, indeed. Ki kol ochemach matzah is a reference to women. And that, they wouldn't agree to. So ki kol darshan. Rebbe Eliezer. So wait. We never thought of that. Because now, according to Rebbe Eliezer, we have another drush. We have kol and we have kikol. And if even the Rabbanan are willing to take a kikol, you would certainly expect Rebbe Eliezer is willing to settle for a good old-fashioned kol. For sure would think that the kikol should tell us something, right? So now, why don't we say, according to Rebbe Eliezer, let us indeed use the kol for what he wished, which is to add the women. But now he's got the kikol. And what's he going to use that for? He'll have to use it to add Tarovet. But if he adds Tarovet, then Tarovet should be a chiyav of karet. And he said it's only a chiyav of love. So now what are we going to do? And don't try to tell me, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, Rebbe Eliezer doesn't darshan an extra key if he's already darshaning the kol. So he doesn't darshan key kol when he already darshaned the kol. I know you're trying to say that. Three times, key kol, Rebbe Eliezer lo darshan, I'll prove to you that he does. We are Tanya. How about this one? Here it's talking about the Isser of Seor and Chametz in a Korban Mincha. It's another place where we have a nice analysis, a mocker for analysis, of what Chametz and Seor is, right? Because the Torah says, you can never bring your Mincha Chametz. And, of course, we already used it. Where did we already use a Mincha to teach me Dinim of Pesach and Chametz, President? Exactly! No. But you're getting close. It's the one that you always think is chametz, but is actually matzah. That's it. The lechem aponim. So we learned from the lechem aponim the shear of tefach. So here we have another interesting drush about Seor. It says over there in the kol minchashe takriv al Hashem lo teaser chametz kol Seor kol dvash forget about dvash and lo taktirim enu ishal Hashem. So it says Seor lo taktirim. Ah, that's eimli elakulo miktzato minai. How do I know that less than the full comments, if it was comments, that I am also going to be over? Talmud Lomar, Kikol. Now, did I say that? No, I'm sorry. Miksatomina, I'm sorry, I skipped a piece. How about just part of the comments? How about that? Talmud Lomar, Kol. And how about if it's mixed together with other things, comments and matzah? How about then? Eruv Minayin Lomar, Minayin Talmud Lomar, Kikol. Now, here we have a shita, the Tarshan's Kol, to tell me the din of Miktsase, and Kikol to tell me the din of Eruvite. Sounds suspiciously like Rebbe Eliezer. So, Man Shamet lay the Darish Kol. Who is the Tana that we already know Darshan's Kol, Rebbe Eliezer? And here we've got a Kikol. And just imagine, it's even in the same issue of Chometz and so on. That's amazing. So, why doesn't he Darshan the Kikol over here, leaving Kol for women? Which is good for the eyes anyway, and Kikol to tell me the din of Machmetzet being Chayev Karet on a Tarovet. Yeah. Kasha, that's a problem. That's a problem. We'll leave it to further generations to handle that problem. Let's move on. Amar Rabbi Avu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This shows a very interesting thing. Kol Isurin Shabbat Torah Ein Heter Mitztaref Isur. Now, normally, when the Torah says, don't eat something, and here we see exactly where we're starting to go. If Torah says don't eat something, it means don't eat that thing. If I have that thing in a mixture, the most you could say is that the mixture may not be sufficiently mixed to be mabato that thing. It's less than rov, or no tam, whatever the shir is. But I'm certainly not going to be chayav for eating the mixture. I'm only going to be chayav for eating the component of the mixture, which is the yitzer. So if I can manage to eat a kezayit, betoch achilat pras, of the mixture, of the component within the mixture, then I'll be chayav. I'm certainly not going to add the other unimportant ingredients to the main ingredient. There's only a special case. Certainly the heter will not be mitztaref to the yisr.
Either a mixture, why be
exactly.
A
who? In English.
A mixture.
Yeah. Correct. It would only be the kezayit of the yisr itself if it's within a achilat pras of the other ingredients. So this is normally, of course, the case. There is, however, a special case, which is Yisrei Nazir. Because since the Torah adds, very strangely, Kol Mishrat Anavim. What is that supposed to mean, Kol Mishrat Anavim? You told me not to drink yain. So now you're saying, and not to eat bread that was dipped in wine. I understand. If the Tarovis is Bechleachilas Pratim, if it's Dice and Tam, I mean, whatever you're going to tell me the Shir is, I already know that as a general din in Tarovis, correct? What is the point of mentioning dipped bread unless you're now creating a new concept of Isur? That the dipped bread itself becomes a chepetz of Isur, and now the bread is added to the anavim so that a kezayit of the mixture is mechayev. That's called etvim, it's directly Isur. It has nothing to do even with mixing, other than it's not dipped unless it's mixed. So it's not because it's tarovet, it's like an ad, heter, and iser.
If it doesn't mevatel it, then the whole thing becomes iser.
Well, the question is, could it be mevatel once the whole thing becomes iser? In other words, you're not going to say a large beged is mevatel the kalayim in it, because it's the mixture maybe that's iser. I'm not saying that's the case here, but you'd have to consider that possibility too.
But it also means that a half a revius of wine that...
What do they call Gandalf?
The grapes?
What? No.
Stormcrow.
Exactly.
What?
When he comes into the room, it's always asking for money. Stormcrow Varnea, they call him.
Stormcrow? Rainy crow.
Right? Half what? A revius of wine.
So a half a revius of wine and half a kezias of bread.
Yeah, then we'll make a revius of
it. Right. Well, the shear, we haven't determined whether it's how to relate the kezias to the revius. But if it's dipped, Lachar, you would need a kezias of the mixture. Of the
okay, dip. But it wouldn't have to absorb the whole kezias.
So, well, that's,
I mean, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, correct, 100%. Zeiri says, now wait, you forgot Sa'or, because we just darshaned Miktsato and Eruvo, correct? Uh-huh. So then that means that Sa'or is also included, because you're saying that a Sa'or, which I do Haktorah of less than the full comments, some of the comments was comments and some of it wasn't, I'll be chayim. So who would that be going according to? That's the Rebbe Eliezer that we just had, that he's darshan's kol. Now what this leads to, of course, is immediately the question of, isn't that what we're saying about Chametz Pesach and Tarovet? Boiling down to the same thing. If you're telling me that I have a plus, and it's unbelievable, it's the same Adiyama, in the same sugya, that's really weird. The sugya of Chimutz, Sa'or and Chametz and Menachos. And we have over here a kol that's Marbe, Hetem Itzarech L'Isser. And we were wondering all along, why are we treating Tarovet's Chametz as if it's like a new entity, instead of just like any other mixture in the Torah? I mean, isn't that the whole point? That if we have a new love, maybe not in this way, correct, but we have a new law of Kol Machmetzet, then actually what Rebbe Eliezer is being insisting on all along that we just didn't want to face up to is that the Tarovet Chometz is an Isser that exists on its own, not because of the Chometz that's in it, but the Tarovet per se is a new Heftz of Isser, in which case if I ate a Kezayit of the Tarovet, despite the fact that the Tarovet may be half perfectly kosher matzah, but eating it together with Chometz now creates a new Isser, in which I did an act of Achil, I did an Achilas Chometz, but it was an achila of chametz with a tarovet. That doesn't matter. It's still included. It's amazing. So then we should say linyan chametz pesach nami. Why did we only mention the din in terms of menachot? We should have mentioned it right here in terms of chametz pesach. Says the Gemara nachinami. We're not trying to pull the wool over your eyes. This indeed would be true about chametz pesach as well. The reason that Zeiri here pointed out that it's nogea the din of the menachot was because he wanted you to know, by the way, don't make the mistake of understanding that drasha the way Abaya understood the drasha. Abaya understood the drasha of miktzato meant that you can have a miktzat kizayit, because he held that yesh haktarah lepachot b'kizayit. But the point that the Torah was adding with the kol is that it's shayach to say that there's such a thing as haktar and less than a kizayit. And therefore, the Haktara would be chayev in a small amount of Sa'or without even requiring tziruf, in which case it wouldn't be a din of etim tzarech liyesem. It would be a halacha that whatever there was there, that was a Sa'or, even if it's a little bit, is considered to be the act of Haktara. Therefore, it comes along Ziri to say, no, that's not the way to understand the drush. The way to understand the drush is, of course, you need to have a full haktara, which is a kezayit, but you don't need for that kezayit to be entirely sa'or, to be over on the isser of haktara sa'or. So then it's a din in hetem mitzvah isser, and not in how to understand the nature of haktara. That's why he said that this way. So, kamash lang haktara lav l'pachot b'kezayit. But rather, hetem mitzvah isser completely. And true about Pesach as well. Okay, so this is our interim conclusion, to be pursued further tomorrow.
TBC.
To the
rent fund.
The rent fund.
And now we're going to do a question. Zaklal. koshu mimin dagan. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehoshua. V'chimiachesh shanino koshu min dagan. What do we, our raise of a person, what do we need this list? Lama monu chachamim etelu. Kidei sheiragil behen o bishmotehen. Ki ade ahu bar ma'arav ha'ikla lebabel. Ave bisra ba'ade. Amalu krivali matkilta. Shama the kamara. Hey guys, krivali kutach. Kim the shama kutach pirech. Hareyelu bi'azara ha'aman tana de chomets gomer. Are they tarov v'nuksha be'ineiz belav? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Rabbi Meir, he Tanya sir yisarev. On the other hand, not know the kalbo ve'ochlo barabayim. Now, first of all, before we get to anything, go for kasha. Amar sir yisarev amasur b'ana. V'ada tani v'not alafi kalbo amud tar b'ana. No, hachikama sir yisarev. Meaning true sir l'Rabbi Meir, meaning echsifu panav l'shitato. Rabbi Yehuda, meaning kikarnei chagavim l'shitato. Has to be burned. Not nolafi kabal. That means ichsifu panav, which is Rabbi Meir's siur, the Rabbi Yehuda. Va'ochlo ba'arba'im. That's going back to Rabbi Meir. Okay, now getting to our sugya. Shamin and lay. Meanwhile, the Rabbi Meir. The nuk shbeinei is balav. If so, koshken chametz tolim and gomer al yedei tarovet. Rav Nachman says, no, you can't prove it from there. It's got to be Rabbi Elazar. Tanya al chametz dagan gomer anush karet al iruvo balav. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Elazar is kis rishi. V'chachomim amrim al chametz dagan gomer anush karet al iruvo below kluv. So shaminin leil Rabbi Eliezer. Do you have a chametz dagan gomer al yedei tarovet balav? V'kol shekein nuk shebeini. Why didn't Rav Nachman hold the Rav Yehuda? Amar k'diyomat kan lo kamer Rabbi Meir hata elo nukshe beinei. Chometz dogen gomer yedei tarovet is not as chomer as nukshe. Rav Yehuda my time alo amar k'Rav Nachman amar l'chad kan lo kamer Rabbi Elazar asam elo chometz dogen gomer yedei tarovet. Avo nukshe beinei is not as chomer as chometz tarovet. Tani kabasit Rav Yehuda, then indeed it's not as chomer. Kol machmetzet lo tuchelo lo rabot kutach abav v'shech ramodai chometz adomi zitom amitzri, all of which are tarovet. Yochei yei onush karet talmud lomer ki kolach machmetzet v'nichrata kolach chametz v'nichrata al chametz dagan gomer onush karet bal ale ruvo balav. Now, man shabbat yomer ruvo balav Rav Eliezer. Note that no word has been said about nuk shebeine lo karma. Shmamina nukshel Rebbe Eliezer, letle. Rebbe Eliezer, ruvo belav minal. Where's the lav? Tichtiv komach metzot otochelos yochi kores nami. Oksiv ki kolokam amachetzot v'nichrata. Aimi boi lekiditanya. Chametz en mielashimit chametz meelav. Machmat avarchem minayin. Talmud lomar kolokam amachetzot. Yochi the lav nami loch yudirata. At the time of the Rebbe Eliezer, Mikol knew, so Hatam Nami, it says Kol. Yes, but that Kol is the Rabbot of Anashim. Nashim, Rebbe Yudam Rav, Nafkam, Rebbe Yudam Rav, Ketan Rebbe Bishvol, Omar Kor Yisho, Isha Geazer, Mikol Chatot Adam, Ishva, Katuv, Ish, Le Isha, Le Kol Anashim Shabbat Torah. Nonetheless, it's right. Sao Katay to Hamina, Ho Vechtiv, Lo Tuchal Alav Chamech, Shabbat Yabin Tuchal Alav Matzon, that Dafka Kol Shiyesh Lebekum Vechol Matzah, is included in Baal Tochal Chametz. However, Ani Nashi, Ho Valetnu Bekuma Chometza, because it's a mitzvah that says as Man Gorman. So I would have thought that Baal Tochal Chametz Nami Letnu Kamash Malan. In which case, Hash the Deeds Rabbulu Baal Tochal Chametz. Now we know that Rabbulu Lachilat Metza, Kirabi Elazar, Diam Rabbi Elazar, Nashi Bechayavot Bachilat Metza, Dvar Torah, Shnema Lo Tochlu Olav Chametz, Shibat Yamit Tochal Matzot, Kosh Yeshu Baal Tochal Chametz, Yeshu Bachilat Metza, Ani Nashi, now we know our whole Yeshua Tochal Chametz, so now we know Yeshua Bekubachom Matzah. Fine. Now, how come Marchazita, I call a Rabot Nashim, Umafakta Eruvo, where you did the opposite before, maybe we should be Marva Eruvo? Nah, come on, I mean, Mistavra, Koi Bochli, Marva Ochli, no? What are you going to tell me? Koi Bochli, we're going to be Marva Nechalim. Maskilur and Nusan, Abu Adar of the Ona, the Kolheka the Kaibo Klin, you're telling me Lomar Benner Kalin? How about the case of Koloch El Chelev Mina Beima Asher Yakrim? Ainly Ella Chelev Mimim Shiro Ili Karev, Chelev Bale Mumim Minayin, Tamud Lomar Mina Beima, Chelev Chulin Minayin, Tamud Lomar Ki Koloch El Chelev. Excuse me, Hoka Kaibo Klin, the Kamar Benner Kalin? Hatam the lek ochlin, marvin echalim, but hachad is an option of ochlin and minashim. Lo shavik lo achrinum ben echalim. Now the Rabbanan, the letle ruvo. What about this kol? Kol odarshe. So how do they know noshim are included? Ah, kol odarshe, but ki kol darshe. So how about then, Rebbe Eliezer? Now that we have kol l'rabotet anashim, we should use ki kol l'rabotet eruvo and be mechayev karet on the ki kol l'chamach metet v'nichrita. V'chi tema, that maybe Rebbe Eliezer doesn't hold of ki kol once he's darsh the kol. No, siri, because v'atanya saor bal taktiru in the elakulo. It's also minayin tamadomar kol saor bal taktiru eruvo minayin tamadomar ki kol. Now, man shamele the Dorish kol, Rebbe Eliezer, and he's Dorish ki kol. Yikes, kasha. Om Rebbe Abu, Om Rebbe Yochanan, kol yisurin shabat Torah, ein heter mitzref li yisur, chutz mi yisurin nazir. Shayom haTorah, mishrat anavim. Ziri Omar, don't forget Saor, the Baal Taktiru. So that's going according to Rebbe Eliezer, right? The Dorish kol. But if that's the case, Yochanan yachamis v'bezer nami. In a finami, the reason Ziri mentioned the Sa'or by a mincha is lafuki mira Abaye. Abaye learned that it's referring to miktsas, meaning miktsas, the act of aktorah of pochas b'kezayis. Kamash v'olam, the aktorah lav b'pochas b'kezayis.